that attack will not come by the reason of the word. There is no restoration of something that is not missing. Glory. If something is not lost, there is no need to recover. So when the Lord says there will be restoration, you see, in fact, when you miss something, just start giving God thanks. Because you know it's going to be restored. Glory to God. So we don't miss something, we don't lose something, and then be pitiful. No, we are not pitiful people. We are powerful people because we know there is always restoration. What is missing is recoverable. And one good thing about restoration that comes from God is that it always comes better and bigger and brighter than it was before. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't care. Let the devil steal anything. He's the one that will pay 7 times. So it's always better and bigger. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So my brother and sister, be discouraged. It's just, you know, when our sister was sharing the testimony, the devil specializes in scare tactics. That's all. Scare tactics. That's his only tactics that he uses, is to scare you. Hello? And her sister herself said, it's a distraction. It's just a distraction. We are grateful to God that you are alive to see this day. Now, some people didn't make it with that kind of an encounter. It resulted in death or some really grievous wound. But God spared your life because God is not finished with you. Glory be to God. You are unkillable. If I die, God called me home. If I die tomorrow, please don't say, Osheku, she died young. Why did she go? No, God called me. The devil can't kill me. If he could kill me, he would have killed me before I came here. And even when I was in my mother's womb, he still couldn't kill me. Because the word of God said, I knew you before I formed you. Glory to God. In your mother's womb. So either here or there, I am the Lord's. I belong to God. Glory to Jesus. So beloved, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Thank God for all the testimonies that were shared here today. And I know that God still has a lot to do in our lives. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Are you ready for the word of God today? Yes. Thank you. Your word is changing me. Lift up your two hands. Your word is changing me. Healing my wounds, correcting my goals, renewing my mind and making me whole. Your word is changing me. Your word is changing me. Your word is changing me. Yes, Lord, renewing my mind. It's correcting my goals. It's healing my wounds and making me whole.
Your word, your word is changing me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's put our hands together for Jesus, for what the word of God will do in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, choir. God bless you. Please help me appreciate the choir. They've been working tirelessly. Choir, we really appreciate you. We thank you for your labor of love. And God will not forget your labor of love. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, He will crown your efforts this year with success, unprecedented greatness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You may all be seated. Pick up your Bible as you remain seated. And I'm going to read a very short text today. Beginning of every year brings new beginnings. And let's open our Bible to Psalms, the book of Psalms. Our text today is taken from the book of Psalms 90. And we're going to read just one verse. I'm going to read the New Living Translation. Psalm 90 and verse 12. As you remain seated, I will read the scripture, then I want you to read it with your mind. Verse 12, I'm reading the NLT version. Teach us to make the most of our time so that we may grow in wisdom. I'll say it again. Teach us to make the most of our time so that we may grow in wisdom. If you want to grow in wisdom, you've got to learn to make the most of your time. Glory to God. Now read it with your mind. I want it to get into your heart this morning. Another translation, the King James says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Glory to God. Spirit of the living God, I'm so ever grateful to you. I mean, I stand in awe of you this morning. Thank you for taking hold with me to bring forth the word of God with power, with authority, and with simplicity, so that everyone under the sound of my voice today will be blessed richly, encouraged, edified, challenged by the word, empowered by the word. Thank you for what you have done and what you are doing, and what you will yet do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Every new year presents, of course, we know, new opportunities to us. It's a restart. We reflect over the past year. And we begin to make some kind of changes, if necessary, to how we had spent our lives. And the opportunity that the new year brings to us is for us really to look back and also to look forward as to how we ought to live our lives. How we ought to live our lives. I believe there will be things that you wrote down last year. You made some New Year resolutions. And at the beginning of the year, really, you were so determined that 2020, that's it. It's going to happen. Because we all start the new year with great expectations. But there's something that I've come to acknowledge. As long as I've lived, and by now I believe that wisdom has taught me some things in life. And that is, at the very best of my intentions and determinations, that sometimes they are not even enough to make the desires and the goals that I have to become a reality. Do I have a witness in the house? Life happens. Some may be due to the fact that we keep our eyes off the ball. Some may be due to some unforeseen circumstances like a pandemic. Hello? Whatever may be the cause of it, one thing is certain. That whatever is missing is recoverable. Whatever dream that you had that is yet to be accomplished, especially if it's a dream that God gave to you, I'm always very specific to us. And that's why I do not join the people who just sit down, look at some things, and say, it looks good, I have to have it. I belong to the camp of the people that go to God in prayer, asking the Lord, what's your move so that I can align with your move? Glory to God. Because it is what God ordained that he will sustain. It's what he ordains. If you decide to go on your own based on what your flesh wants, his grace will not follow you to sustain you there. Is somebody listening to God this morning? So I title today's message, Balancing Your Diet. You know, at the beginning of the year, particularly for ladies, you know, one of the things that we consider, this year, I've got to trim down. I've got to go down. I've got to, you know, get back into my slim days. Glory to God. But the truth is, nothing just happens. Because you wish it does not mean that it's going to happen. Wishers are not winners. You don't win because you are just wishing. You win because you are willing and obedient. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And God says the good of the land this year is that there will be recoveries and restorations. Glory be to God. So your willingness and your obedience is what delivers the good of the land to you. Not your wishing. Hello? You can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. It can't happen. This 7-day fast, I gave you prayer points. And one thing that you must pray and ask God to do is that God should reveal his plans for you, to you. Glory to God. this is very significant. You need to pray it. And I'm believing that God will reveal what he has for you for this year. He will reveal it to you. Because he had already told me, and I've told you, I said, this year, I was happy when our sister was sharing her testimony. I said, wow, I had it clearly. It was very clear. Because God said, this year, there will be hearing ears, seeing eyes, understanding hearts of what the Spirit of God is saying expressly. I thought I would have a louder amen there. Because if you hear what God is saying to you, I mean, there will be no mistakes. If you can see what God wants you to see, how he wants you to see it, for as long as he himself sees it. Did you not hear what he said to Jeremiah? Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 11. He said, Jeremiah, what do you see? Jeremiah said, I saw an almond tree. God said, you have seen well. Now I will hasten my word to perform it. The word is performed when you can see. Glory to God. You see, people want the word to become flesh when they cannot even see. When it comes to Christianity, you see, the way that we understand is different from the way of the world. The pattern of operation of the world is they want to see it. They want physical manifestation before they can believe. But for Christians, it's the other way around. We see before we believe. Before we actually see it, that it already exists. Oh. Whatever you are dreaming, whatever dream God has given you, any vision that you have, goals that you set, you have got to first see it in the spirit. Believe that it exists in the spirit realm. And the Bible says, then you shall have it. In other words, then it will manifest in the physical. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Ask your neighbor, what do you see? This is important. Glory to God. Ephesians 5 and 17. Ephesians 5, 17. And I love the way the New Living Translation puts it. It says, do not act thoughtlessly. No, a lot of people act before they think. Have you been in a situation where something was, I say, oh, I didn't think it will come out that way? Have you had that? It's happened to you sometimes, you know. You have acted. Because when you act before you think, you suffer the consequences. If you speak before you think, you suffer the consequences of loose lips. He said, do not act thoughtlessly, but understand what God wants to do. What does it say in your translation, my brother? So it is unwise, it's foolishness to act thoughtlessly. There's so many things that God, of course, would have saved us from. There's no doubt about it. You know what wisdom does for you? Let me just give you a difference between wisdom and mercy. Wisdom is not mercy. Mercy is different from wisdom. I hope you understand that. Wisdom prevents you from falling into a pit. Mercy pulls you out of the pit. They are two different things. The issue with mercy is you would have suffered some consequences. The mercy would deliver you. Like Jonah. Now, the wisdom for Jonah would have been for him to go to where God sent him to do. Understanding the will of God for him to go to where? To Nineveh. But he chose that Tarshish is better in his own wisdom, not God's wisdom. God's wisdom and direction is Nineveh. But Jonah's wisdom and direction is Tarshish, because he was acting based on his flesh. Hallelujah. So he got into trouble because the grace did not sustain him. And he got swallowed. So he cried, and the mercy saved him. He would never have been in that position in the first place if he had acted in wisdom. Wisdom helps you to make the most of your time, because he lost time. And because of it, other people also suffered in the ship. I'm praying for you that this year, you will be in the right ship. Yeah. Oh, if only you understand what I'm praying for you right here. Because there are some friendships that will not help you, but harm you. I'm praying that God will deliver you from harmful friendships. Amen. And that God will locate and attach you to helpful friendships. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. If that relationship is harming me, Father God, uproot it. Take it away. Sever it out of my life. Because there are some friendships that will not allow you to reach your destination. Glory to God. Because he did not walk in wisdom, Jonah, he brought losses, not only to himself, but to other people. Because when the storm was raging, what happened? The people started throwing into the sea all the luggages. Why? To lighten up the ship so that it can stay afloat. Because water was coming in and the ship was about to sink. You will not be at